Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Houston is back. I know, settle down, folks. I'm excited, too. Brad is back, and he's the president of IES Training. And he's the author of Munchies for Salespeople. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. We helped him launch both of those books on this show. He's forgotten more about salesmanship than most of anybody will ever know. And he's almost as good as I am. Brad, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back on the show again.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back, as always. So, Brad, back in April, May, one of the things that I kept telling people was don't ghost your customers. Don't ghost your prospects. If you know someone, if they've done business with you, if they haven't done business with you, you know, maybe in the middle of May is not the time to bang on their door and try to sell them something, but you certainly need to be connecting with these people. You need to be talking to them. You need to be telling them, hey, just checking on you. How you guys doing? Can I do anything? Is there anything I can do to help you? Whatever, but stay connected. That's a fundamental for always, isn't it?
It's not only during a pandemic, but forever and for always, absolutely, is that, you know, it takes a lifetime to get your customer base, and it only takes a second to lose them. And your existing customers are so much easier to deal with than, you know, trying to develop new customers and stuff like that, that we go hang on to our database, and hang on to what we have, and work that list and do it effectively to make sure that the people that have done business with us in the past to stay with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's been interesting. The people that I've observed who've done a good job of that, and then I've seen people who just kind of curled up in a fetal position and just sort of, you know, went away. And as we emerge from this pandemic extrusion, from this wormhole we've been pushed through, people are going to remember who connected with them during the tough times. Just to check in. People remember that, don't they?
Well, they absolutely do. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that customer loyalty isn't dead. It's alive and well. And I think people are looking for their friends in the industry, especially right now. And we have a certain segment of the population that will, they'll be the internet shoppers and the Amazons and, you know, those kinds of things. But we have the other percentage of people that want that human-to-human contact. And I think it's becoming more and more so as people become more and more isolated. They want that human-to-human contact. And the companies that I work with that have maintained those relationships with customers over the years, and especially during this year, their businesses are exploding right now. So, you know, it's got to say something, doesn't it?
It is interesting to see in our own polling how many companies, what percentage of businesses are doing okay right now. I mean, obviously some industries are still having a tough time, but others are, the responses we're getting from our own polling are that people, you know, a lot of folks are doing okay. Now they're not wonderful, but they're not complaining. And I really think those are the people who understand customer prospect relationships. They realize that the selling process is more about communicating and connecting than it is about closing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And as you know, I do a lot of work with the retail jewelers, and the ones that I've got jewelers out there that are doing double the sales this year that they were last year.
Really?
Well, it's simply because people can't take the cruises, they can't go on the long vacations, they can't go on the trip, so they're buying jewelry instead because relationship with their jeweler.
Who knew, right?
So, who would have thought? And they're flocking to these stores. So yeah, I mean, there's an upside to everything.
But, we haven't been on vacation, and I haven't bought any jewelry. So I hope my wife doesn't hear about this, because I'm otherwise.
I'll call her when we're done with you.
Thank you. I can always count on you, Brad. I know I can always count on you. IASTraining.com. Is that right, Brad?
That's correct.
Can they still get your tip? Can they still get your weekly tip?
Absolutely. What's your newsletter called Bill's Insight?
Every week, folks, check it out, IASTraining.com. We're going to come back and talk about more about this with our good friend Brad Huskin. 20 Tales, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.